美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
大家肯定看到过那种喜欢吹口哨的人，为什么他们要吹口哨呢？这恐怕个人的情况不同，有的人心里高兴的时候就会吹口哨，但是也有的人心里害怕的时候往往会吹口哨来壮自己的胆。这就是我们今天要给大家介绍的第一个习惯用语，
Whistle in the dark.
Whistle 就是吹口哨， Dark 就是黑暗。 To whistle in the dark 从字面上来说就是在黑暗中吹口哨。这就好像一个男孩子半夜在坟地里一边走一边吹口哨，以表示自己不怕鬼。下面我们要举的例子和鬼毫无关系，但是它显示一个人想证明自己不害怕危险的处境。这是一个人在说他的朋友所面临的危险。
Dick is dating a football player's girl, and he claims he's not afraid of what the player will do when he finds out. But Dick is just whistling in the dark. The football player is as big as a grizzly bear and twice as mean.
这人说迪克最近开始和一个足球运动员的女朋友一起出去玩。他说即便那个足球运动员发现他也不怕，但是迪克只不过是给自己壮胆而已。那个足球运动员个子大得像一只大灰熊，而且比大灰熊还要厉害得多。我们再来把这个例句慢慢地念一遍。
Dick is dating a football player's girl.And he claims he's not afraid of what the player will do when he finds out. But Dick is just whistling in the dark. The football player is as big as a grizzly bear and twice as mean.
开汽车实际上并不难。不过也就是掌握油门、刹车和方向盘这三样东西。但是没有在高速公路上开过车的人一开始是很胆战心惊的，因为旁边的车好像都开得飞快，你一上高速公路就别无选择，只有硬着头皮往前开。在美国16岁的孩子就可以拿到正式的驾驶执照，有的孩子天不怕地不怕，开起车来横冲直撞，但也有胆子小的。下面是一个爸爸在说他那个刚拿到驾驶执照的儿子。
John says he'll drive to Baltimore by himself to be interviewed by the school he applied for. He's just whistling in the dark. As a matter of fact, he's never driven on that big 8-lane highway, and he's a very nervous, inexperienced driver.
这个爸爸说约翰说他可以自己开车到巴尔的摩去和他报考的那个学校面谈，他这是在壮自己的胆。实际上他还从来没有在有八个车道的高速公路上开过车，他开起车来很紧张，而且也没有经验。我们把这句话再给大家用慢速念一遍。
John said he can drive to Baltimore by himself to be interviewed by the school he applied for. He's just whistling in the dark. As a matter of fact, he has never driven on that big 8-lane highway, and he's a very nervous, inexperienced driver.
我们一开始就讲了吹口哨的动机是各不相同的，上面讲的是为了壮胆，下面要讲的一个常用语也是和 whistle 这个字有关的，但是吹口哨的目的却完全不同。这个习惯用语就是
to blow the whistle.
To blow the whistle 作为一个俗语，它的意思是为了阻止骗局或者不正当的事情继续下去而把它揭发出来。人们经常把进行揭发的人叫做
whistleblower。
下面就是一个例子，这是一个普通老百姓在说一个政府工作人员如何揭发他的上司。
Mr. Green did us taxpayers a favor. When he discovered his boss was taking bribes, he blew the whistle and wrote his congressman about it. They investigated, the boss got fired, and he may end up in jail.
这个人说，戈林先生为我们纳税人做了一件好事。当他发现他的上司受贿以后，他就告发了。他写信把情况告诉了来自他居住地区的国会议员，他们进行了调查，然后他的上司就被解雇了，他最终还可能坐牢呢。美国虽然有各种法律来保障人民的利益，但是贪官污吏犯罪行为还是存在的。不同的是，在美国你可以告任何人，你甚至可以告总统，而且想掩盖和包庇的也要担很大的风险，因为要是一旦查证，包庇的人也要被判罪。现在请大家再听一遍用慢速念的上面这个例句。
Mr. Green did us taxpayers a favor. When he discovered his boss was taking bribes, he blew the whistle and wrote his congressman about it. They investigated, the boss got fired, and he may end up in jail.
揭发坏事也不是每个人都敢做的，因为那是要担风险的。例如，美国妇女经常会遇到的事，就是公司的老板或者是他们的顶头上司想调戏或者是玩弄他们。那些正派的女子只有两个选择，要就另外找工作，或者是鼓起勇气去告发。可是告发不一定能解决问题。下面这个例子就是一个女子在说她的经历。
Our company manager had tried to sexually harass several female employees, but nobody dared say a word. Last week, Mary finally blew the whistle on him, and the company investigated him and decided to fire the man.
她说，我们公司的经理曾经想调戏几个女职员，但是没有一个人敢说一个字。上星期，玛丽终于把这件事揭发出来，公司经过调查已经决定解雇那个经理。听起来这事好像很简单，但是在现实生活中问题恐怕要复杂得多。我们再把上面这个例句念一遍。
Our company manager had tried to sexually harass several female employees, but nobody dared say a word. Last week, Mary finally blew the whistle on him, and the company investigated him and decided to fire the man.
各位听众，我们今天讲的两个习惯用语是
to whistle in the dark and to blow the whistle.
To whistle in the dark 是为自己壮胆， to blow the whistle 是揭发或者是告发。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。